This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so here's an actual neighbor-helping-neighbor story. Since Sandy left big chunks of New York in the darkness, we brought you tales of people on the move in search of a power outlet or dealing with hellish commutes to work. But consider those New Yorkers who are stuck, the elderly in particular, who live in high-rises without power. No lights, no electric stoves, no elevators to get out. It's a big problem. And today, the city stepped up efforts to get food and water to those most in need. Nonprofits are scrambling as well to make sure the elderly have something to eat. Marketplace's Mark Garrison went along for the ride, or to be more precise, the steep and very dark walk.
So we have one client that's in need of meals right now.
City Meals on Wheels in Manhattan, volunteers Emily Rosansky and Eric Blumenfeld are getting their assignment from a staffer who shows them what's in the 8-pound boxes they'll be hauling.
Tuna crackers, applesauce, and we are also putting water.
Their first delivery is on the 25th floor. They're taking the stairs. Out on the street, we cross into the powerless part of Manhattan. The walk to the building isn't far, but we're all thinking about the walk up.
Right now, it seems like the tallest building I've ever seen, which is not true, but it's just because I know I'm going to walk up it. It feels intense.
City Meals, good afternoon. Can I help you?
And it's intense back at City Meals on Wheels, where they're making thousands more deliveries than normal. Executive Director Beth Shapiro says broken elevators make their job feeding homebound elderly even tougher.
We are seeing challenges that we've really not seen in years and years.
The nonprofit can't get enough donations or volunteers like Emery and Eric, who are walking those 25 dark and stuffy flights of stairs.
Okay, Eric, where are we now?
We are at the 15th floor, only 10 to go.
Cheerful guy, a marathoner, it turns out, so he sounds a lot better than Emery and I do once we're finally on the 25th floor.
I can't breathe, but I'm psyched. We're here.
And down will be better.
At the end of a dark hallway is the apartment where Gerald Lefkowitz rests in bed. He lives alone with dogs Morris and Jake.
Oh, thank you. It was very nice of you people.
25 flights down, and the volunteers are back on the street, looking to their next upward hike.
Only 15 floors this time.
14th and 7th, they're as far west as you can go.
They hop into a cab, and they're off to the next hungry older person in a powerless building high above the streets. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.